We are back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, as we get set for segment number three. And we are joined here on the program by Bill Kennedy, longtime volunteer and supporter of the annual Super Bowl for the Flint Hills Breadbasket, the fundraiser going on this weekend. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I am doing well. How about yourself?
Doing very well. It's a beautiful day.
All right. Well, we're pleased to have you on here. No, we may get connected with Kevin Roberts here in a moment. He has not called in yet, so we'll see. But Bill, tell us, the event is coming up this Saturday, is that right?
It is. The Super Bowl Saturday is this Saturday, and that's the day that there will be volunteers outside of Dillon's East and West and outside of Hy-Vee, and then they'll start at 8:30 or 9, and then at 10 o'clock in noon, volunteers at the Riley County Police Department to collect non-perishable food for Super Bowl Sunday, the real Super Bowl.
And this is an event that's become kind of a tradition here in Manhattan. You kind of helped launch this many years ago.
It has. We were challenged at what they did then, the mayor's hunger dinner. We were challenged by the city of Salina to raise as much food as they did. And we put them in the bleachers. We really got with it here, and Manhattan has picked this up and really followed it. It's been a fantastic process. And it's all in and out in 48 hours. It's a real opportunity for everybody. A single can, or 10 cans, or bags, or money.
Yeah, all of it helps. It all goes to the same organization. Of course, the Flint Hills Breadbasket, the main beneficiary here, right?
The Breadbasket is designed and set up to distribute the food that we collect. So on Monday, the Breadbasket folks will go around to the various collection points. Manhattan's schools are involved in it, the elementary schools. It gives kids a chance to see, yes, I can give. This is not an embarrassing thing. This is not a childish thing. This is something that everybody can take part in.
We're joined here on the phone now, I believe, by Kevin Roberts. Kevin, can you hear us?
This is not Kevin.
Oh, I got the wrong person here. Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead, Paul.
Okay. I just wanted to make a comment about Dr. Kennedy. I want the listening public to know that I've known him since I went to K-State with him. He was a teacher for years. He has a great family. He was one of the best county attorneys we've ever had. He kept his friend of mine out, but the police took his keg of beer and his money, and he got his keg of beer back. He got his money back, so he had a kid at an open one. He's fine, everything. Bill is a great, great person in the community, and he's still serving us very well. Thank you, Bill, for everything you do for Manhattan, Kansas. And
all right.
He did not pay me to say this.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate the call here this morning. Bill, some kind words from Paul Fultz here.
Say it again, please.
That was Paul Fultz, one of our regular callers. He was just complimenting you for your many years of service to our community.
That is very kind of him. We've been around a long time, and you know, it's just been pure luck that I was in the right place at the right time, and
yep.
I just have been so fortunate. I want to say something about the grocery stores. It has amazed me, and a few times, brought me to some real emotion to see a family of four, five, six kids go into the grocery store, and then each child comes out and presents us with an item of food. And this is just something that is basic charity, and in my years as county attorney, I became very aware of the amount of hunger in Manhattan and in our area, and of the very efficient work that the food basket, bread basket does in distributing that food.
And again, it is happening this Saturday, and it'll be several different locations. We mentioned Riley County Police Department from 10 to noon, Dillon's East from 9 to 1, Dillon's West from 9 to 2, and Hy-Vee from 9 to 1:30. It's nice that you get everybody involved here because there's so many different avenues here where people go grocery shopping. They pick up some canned foods and some other things that are of need. And you guys give them a shopping list, don't you?
Yes, and the police department
yeah.
will be collecting canned food. And what a wonderful thing that we can go to the police department and give as opposed to go to the police department and ask for help or be otherwise having a problem. It's those officers coming in off duty, and it's one of those things that everybody can give a little, and the result is a whole lot.
Do you have a list of the needs right now from the bread basket, or have you heard from them what is maybe kind of in low supply?
Well, pancake mixes, any and all kinds of canned soups and foods, stews. Mm-hmm. There are plenty of dried soups and so on that can be brought in. Some people have given flour, pancake mix, hamburger helper, all kinds of non-perishable food. It gets used. It will get used, and it will. The Flint Hills bread basket is set up in such a way as to carefully store it. And again, to distribute it.
All right. Well, Bill, I'm running a little short on time here. I know we're going to have you back on Friday, though. You need to call in on the morning show, so we'll get another update on Friday. So if anyone missed this, they'll have another opportunity to hear you coming up later this week. We appreciate you highlighting this great event in Manhattan, and look forward to stocking the shelves at the bread basket.
Putting us on has given shown you giving a great service. Thank you so much.
All right. Appreciate it, Bill. It's 9:46 here on News Radio KMAN. Stay tuned. One more segment. We'll have Daphne McNelly in from Flint Hills Adibus up next on News Radio KMAN.